Well, I think such as that does more harm than it does good. And left him. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't care if he does or doesn't. It just doesn't matter one way or another. Yeah. I know it. But okay, same to you, Debbie, and I'll talk to you again. The kids are all right. They've just gone to the doctor. Bye-bye. I bet you think I've got some long-winded telephone companion. I do. I talk on the telephone a lot because I stay here by myself, and a lot of times that's the only contact I have with them. And both my sisters, the one that lives over that way, has that pacemaker. And I'll tell you this, and then we'll get back to what you were doing. First, they cut a hole in this breast and put it in there. And they got that staph infection in it, and it looked like her whole breast was going to rot off. And they finally had to take it out of there and leave it till her breast healed up, and then they put it on put another one on this side, and it just healed up and it's working like a charm. But she's got a hole in this breast you could bury a good sized cucumber in. It's just long, kind of a curved scar. It's pitiful looking. And the sister that lives down that way has had two operations for hernia, and I think she's gonna have to have another one. And that was my grandson that lives in the trailer. It was his wife's grandmother up at So-So that Pete had come down here to bring them a mess of fish, and they wasn't there, and she wanted to know where they were. And then she's like me, she just likes to talk anyway.
We're talking about butchering a hog. Did you ever see anything made out of the hog's blood?
No, but there was a Miss Goza used to live up at So-So that she said they saved the hog's blood and made pudding out of it. I never heard of it till she told me that.
What did they call that?
I don't know. Blood pudding, I reckon. I don't know what they called it. She didn't tell me that. She just said they saved the blood and cooked it, you know, and drained off any liquid that was on there and put seasoning in it. It doesn't sound like anything anybody'd want to eat a lot of, does it?
No, it doesn't to me. Say if you're real thirsty, you might say a glass of water.
Drank a glass of water.
What's that?
I drank a glass of water.
Okay, and you might ask me, how much have you?
I guess you'd, would you say drunk?
Okay, is that what you would say?
I guess it, I just wondered if that would be the right thing to say.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what I'd say.
And you might say, we certainly do, what, a lot of water?
Drink a lot.
Mm-hmm. And if dinner was on the table, and the family was standing